Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I believe you're still the only one.
Well, aren't I lucky?
Yes.
I think so, too. You're not recording, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
You want me to stop?
Yeah. I have a story to tell you. Short story.
Hold on.
I call you up.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, I'll call you after class.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hannah.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakalach. Anna Bakalach, Gedula Chemincha, Tatim, Terira. The letters of the month of Shvat, the bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Dali, the astrological sign of Aquarius. Together, the bet and the Tzadi have a gematria of 92. Which is a number that connects to the unity of the spiritual and physical worlds. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu dora kufreshayim sentetnu. Na gibor dorche yehudcha kevavat shamren Don Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tamim gamlem Betetresh, Tzadi Tav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata. Chet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Pene, Zochre Kiddushata, Yud Gimel Lamed. Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Zadayutah. We brought the energy of creation into our space, and we're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Ve'emet, No tsechesed lalafim, no seawon wafesha, bechata'a v'nake. We're going to shorten the process a bit tonight. going to just read one verse that connects to the energy of the year, which is the year of the goat, Tav Shin Ayin Zayin. That verse is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we're going to start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tei Bitchilu Erchimu Utchilu Utchilu Erchimu V'yachta L'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononehu Tzod Saduni Katzibor Oyevayich Imam. And we'll now scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left today, the 28th day of Shabbat, Rabbi Mordechai ben Rabbi Moshe Gedalia of Seville, Rabbi Alexander Sender of Zolchov, Rabbi Emmanuel of Preshid Zorbors, Rabbi Yosef Dovid ben Yitzhak, Isaac Zindheim, Rabbi Mordechai Goldman, Rabbi Menachem Nachum Twersky, Rabbi Shalom Zelig Steinmetz, Rabbi Mordechai Ben Gedalia Moshe Goldman, Rabbi Ephraim Ezra Lenayado, Rabbi Eliezer Alpa, Rav Shmuel Benjamin Rosenberg, Rabbi Nathaniel Quinn. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we read in a whisper. Today's class is continuing the same Zohar section from Mishpatim, the Parsha of Mishpatim, Section 3 that we started last Sunday, or last Saturday night. And when you go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, you'll find the link in the first row, the right-hand column.
No, Malcolm.
And when you open up that link, you'll see a list of the all the different parashas. Go to Parasha Mishpatim. And when that page opens up, go to section 3, the second link, which starts at verse 27, which is beginning where we left off last Saturday night. Uda hu ratsa ila'a Yetera Mikola Ve'amuda Dikaima Letiklin Goya Veira Tenashvat It Tikla Chada Bechai Sitra Ve'itik Dala Achara Bechai Sitra Bechai Sitra Meoz Dei Tzedek Uvhai Sitra Moz Dei Mirma Bechai Tikla La Shakis Le'alma V'nishmatin Salkin V'nachin Alin V'tavin Ve'it Nishmatin Ashukin Ad Galta Adam B'Adam Dikti V'et Asher Shalit Ha'adam b'adam l'ra'lo l'ro l'ra'lo b'adai. Please mute your phones because I'm getting some static. The translation of verse 27. This is the loftiest secret. On a pillar set for weighing, in the midst of the blowing air, there are scales on the one side, the right, and other scales on the other, the left. True scales on this right side and false scales on that left side. These scales are never quiet. The souls go up and down, come and return by means of these scales. Some souls are wronged when the man of the other side has power over the man of holiness. As it is written, a time when one man rules over another to his own hurt. Assuredly to his own hurt. My commentary. In the physical world, a person achieves success. But usually that is done by stealing from other human beings. In the capitalist system, this is not realized by people, and that is what this pasuk is teaching us. Judge success in the physical world by how close to achieving tikkun, not material wealth. Pasuk 28. Aval hai nishmata dehawat lusitra acharaish zarva idashkat mineya daihi lira lo lo lehahu ish zarvihi bitrumat hakadashim lo tokel Ad the Aved Bakucha Barifu Madi Aved Atakira Viamar Uvat Kohen Kitiye Leish Zarhaki Hu. The translation. But the soul that was married to the other side, called the stranger, and was wronged by it, it is to his own hurt, that of the stranger. And it may not eat of an offering of the holy things, as the other souls, until the Holy One, blessed be He, does with it that which is to be done. That is, He corrects it, as shall be explained. Concerning this, the verse says, and if a priest's daughter be married to a stranger, it shall be so, that it may not eat of an offering of the holy things. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag is telling us that this pasuk is difficult to understand until we see the fuller explanation below about what is the tikkun that is given to a soul of a stranger as a correction to achieve. Pasuk 29. Hakait razahech mitashkan nishmatin ela hai alma idnahag kola veilana gudat tovera vekadit nahagan bene alma besitra Ditov tikla kaima viakra lisitra ditov vikarita hagan pisitra dira akra lihahu sitra vikal nishmatin tihawo behahio Shata batikla, awashik lon benati lon. The translation. There is a secret here about the way souls are wrong. For everything in this world is guided by the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is Malchut. When people in the world conduct themselves according to the good side, reconciled by the central column, the scales are balanced and are tipped to the good side. When they conduct themselves according to the evil side, the scales tip to that side, the other side, which takes all the souls that were on the scales at that time and wrongs them. My commentary. After the Shoah, the Holocaust, many people have felt that they were strangers in their homes. This is being explained by Hanoch as the other side affected chaos in the physical world. The other side also sent souls into the physical world, into bodies that were not correct for them, families that were not correct for them. Pasuk 30. Aval liralo de'inun nishmatin kafyan lekolma de'ashkechan besitra b'yisha b'shatz an le'ya v'simana le'darona Kadisha deit ashak goit pilishtim Ushli tu beya liralonof haki Ane nishmatin it asakin Besitra achara liralon. The translation. But it is to his own hurt, the other side's, because those souls subdue all they find of the evil side and consume it, and indicative for that is the Holy Ark, which was violated by the Philistines, who had power over it to their own hurt. Since they and their deities were plagued by it, here too, the souls wronged by the other side, it is to its own hurt. My commentary. This verse is teaching that the negative system is reactive, and that this reactive works on spiritual essence as reactivity works in our own lives. Reactivity creates chaos everywhere. Reactivity thickens, so to speak, bread of shame. Pasuk 31. Ma'itavidu, ma'inun nishmatin, farming under the sea fray. Cod my me my who awo inun hasi day. U mo taulam fei nun mamzere talmide hachamin. Tekad man lekahana rabbi ama diara. Bechashu bealma afgav dial lifne levin lifnim. Baka hai savariga hada havitu havhu havrayayo vilamru midi. The translation. We have seen in ancient books what had come of those wrong souls. Some of them were righteous of the nations. These are bastard scholars, and bastard scholars are better than ignorant high priests and are more valuable in the world. Even though the high priest enters the innermost holy of holies, the old man wept for a moment. Their friends were amazed and said nothing. The friends were amazed and said nothing. My commentary. The code word bastard scholars has not been defined yet. A point from this pasuk is that Torah study is the highest value. We also must begin to realize that the Hebrew letters make changes in human beings just by viewing and hearing the sounds of the letters. Yes, letter sequences matter, yet Torah letter sequences are all designed by the Creator in making only positive change. Pasuk 32.
Patachahu sava viamar im ra'a ba'ene adoneha asher lo ye'ada behefta le'am nachri ve'gomer ha'etir shita al-raza da'it mar v'kim kor ishet b'ito Le'ama lo teitze ketzet ha'avadim im ra'a wigomer mareya di'alma man la'ya yedichel minach di'ant shalit al kol yimalkin the Alma Kida Milo Yav Yiraha Melechagoim Kilecha Yata Gomer.
The translation. The old man opened with, if she please not her master, who has designated her for himself, then shall he let her be redeemed, to sell her to a strange nation. This nation was said in relation, this passage was said in relation to this hidden matter of wrong souls. And if a man sells his daughter to be a maidservant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she pleases not, master of the universe, who will not fear you? Who governs all the kings in the world, as written, who would not fear you, O kings of the nation? For to you it is fitting. My commentary. If God puts his daughter into a level of maidservant, which is the level of nefesh, The nefesh, upon completion of its tikkun, does not relate to the ruach or the neshama. If the completion of the ruach takes place not in the first incarnation, then the ruach cannot be reincarnated with its normal nefesh, but must be reincarnated with a strange nefesh. Pasuk 33. Kama inun b'nei nasha v'alma v'ka mishta b'shan v'hai kira v'kulhu amri aval kirada la ityashar b'fumaihu v'ki kucha v'rihu melech ha-goyim ihu. Behalo Melech Yisrael, Ihu Behaki, Ikre Dehaketiv, Behanchel Elyon, Goyim Wedomer, Uptiv Ki Chelek, Hashem Amo, Be'ad Ikre Melech Yisrael, Ve'itema de'ihu, melech ha'goyim ikre, ha'shebacha dilchon, tekudcha b'richu, melech alayhu ve'lakima, de'amrin de'itmasrin, le'shamashin ulimnamanan, dileya. The translation. How many people in the world read wrong and err in this verse? They all recite it, yet they do not rightly explain the verse. Is the Holy One, blessed be He, called the King of the nations? Yet He is the King of Israel. And He is also named in the verse when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance. And for Hashem's portion is His people. So He is called the King of Israel. If you argue that He is called the King of the nations, it is to their advantage that the Holy One, blessed be He, reigns over them instead, as it is said that they were given to His ministers and appointed officers. My commentary. This verse is explaining the government of heaven, and thus the government of our world. Hashem is king of the children of Israel, as well as the 70 angelic ministers. Then the 70 angelic ministers rule over their respective nations. Disregard the balance of this page is not complete. I forgot to take that out from last year. I'm going to excuse myself. I'm having a severe allergy attack. And it's just too difficult. I've had this before, but it seems to be more severe than right now, and I don't know why. But I know it will pass. But I am going to stop the class right now. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom. For reminding you of Rosh Chodesh, Sunday night is our connection. reminding you that tomorrow is a lunar eclipse, meaning tomorrow night. And Sunday morning at 10:30 West Coast time, we'll continue our preparation for the various days of energy and holiday days that are approaching. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.